Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Rosemary Cope with WorkLife Connections. We're speaking today with Cindy Jones, who is a retired classroom teacher with 36 years of service. She is a member of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, the creator of innovative programs in the Murfreesboro school system, and now a private tutor for students of all ages. As summer comes to an end and back to school season starts, it can be hard to get back into a regular schedule for both kids and adults. Cindy, before the school year begins,
right,
and into the first few weeks, what do kids and parents need to do to make a successful transition into a new school year?
Five tips that I always tell my parents for the first couple weeks of school for a good smooth start. The very first important thing is to be excited, because your child will have a few jitters, a few nerves. They're thinking, oh, well, I like my teacher. What new things will I learn? Can I find my locker? And they're going to be getting off their summer routine that's so relaxed. So if you have an attitude of excitement, if you talk to them about the positive things they're going to see and do, this is contagious. They will feel a little bit better about going back to school and breaking their summer routine. So you be excited for them, and they will be too. The next thing, and it's very important for old and young alike, about a week before school starts, you've got to kind of put your foot down and start school time bedtimes. This really helps with the first few weeks' fatigue, and it's not easy to do, but to go to bed more on time and to get up a bit earlier. This will help you with your first couple weeks. Another thing that's very important for older and younger kids is organization. Now, your older children may have some routines already in place, and so you're going to augment those. One thing I always suggest is to put by the door that you go out in the morning a little strip of paper that says BLHO. What this stands for is backpack, lunch, homework, and other. If you get your older child to pause at the door, are you ready to go to school? Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, pause at the door. BLHO, and make them think for a moment. Chances are they're going to get everything ready to go to school. Now, your younger children, help them pack their backpack the night before. Lay out clothes. Talk about what's coming up and what day of the week it is. Of course, have them buy supplies with you. Nothing is worse than an older child having an inappropriate agenda. They're not going to use it. And so have your children with you, old and young, when they buy supplies. So this type of organization will help. Another thing parents don't think about is transportation. Not transportation to school, but coming home from school. As an elementary school teacher, I saw children day after day anxious and not thinking about school. They're wondering, how am I getting home? Even older children, even if they're driving a car, you've got to have alternatives. What are you going to do if the car breaks down or runs out of gas? Who are they going to call? Have a rock solid backup for old and young children, because otherwise, old or young, they're going to worry all day, and that's not going to make them school ready. And the last thing is, you know your children. You know how to calm them down. Does that mean when you're driving to school, you tell jokes? Do you sing? Are you quiet? What is it that you're going to do to calm your child's jitters? Because help them realize from preschool, they've done this before, they can do it again with ease.
During the first month, what should parents look for to make sure that their children are adapting well?
This is important. Your first couple of months, you need to establish a professional but close communication with the teacher. That means the first couple of weeks, send each of the teacher or teachers a brief note saying, hi, I'm Mary Smith. My daughter's Amy. She's in your Economics 101. Thanks for all you're going to do. Here's my number in case anything comes up. You also, and this is parents don't seem to know this, all teachers in public schools are mandated to have a website. And the website is about the teacher, lunch schedules, daily schedule, homework, upcoming events. Get on your computer and check the websites, maybe once a week. Because remember, teachers are people. They like what most people like, to be respected and to have some attention paid to them. Number two, watch for changes in behavior. Now, not positive changes. That means things are going well. Talking about negative behavior, such as maybe not sleeping well, having bad dreams, maybe even some regression where a young child has not wet the bed in months, suddenly a few nighttime accidents. These are red flags that say I need to go and talk face to face to my teacher, because they need to know that things are going all right. You need to know that. And remember, a good habit to get into with old and young is a couple times a week say, okay, school so far, what are some of the best things that happened? What are some of the challenging things that happened? And follow up on the things that seem to bother you and them. Try to visit inside the classroom, number 3. Even if it's just to drop off a notepad, to bring some cookies, to help out, attend parent conferences and open house. Why is this important? Because this helps your child see you are buying into and support education. They then will too. And the last thing, if you have concerns, red flags, you must remember the chain of command. You must start with the teacher, as uncomfortable as that may be. Start with the teacher. Then if that isn't resolved, all the child's teachers as a group, then the principal and the teachers. After that, superintendent. Last of all, perhaps Board of Education or the State of Tennessee. But you must start with the teacher. If you don't, they're going to send you back there anyway. So start with the teacher and be honest and open.
What resources are available that can help parents and students make these important transitions, Cindy?
Best of all is the parents' own common sense. You know your child. I would ask every day, every other day, what was good, bad, or indifferent. Keeping communication, as we said, open with the teachers, and just using your parental instinct. If you feel something is not going right, trust your gut. Go with that. Also, you can just Google smart tips or smooth tips on Google. You'd be surprised the number of good sites that come up. I did, and there were about 8. American Psychological Association, parent groups. So go ahead and Google. There's some good ones on there. But don't forget that very important person, your school counselor, because they're a good source of information. And I'll tell you, with my experience with older children in middle and high school, they are a good lubricant to getting these busy teachers to correspond with you and to work with you.
Cindy, thank you so much for helping us out today to better understand what we need to do to make this a great, smooth year for our students.
I'm hoping they will.
Yes.
Have a good year, everybody.
Thank you all for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.